And time to catch up on the travel news. And it's over to Sean Tipton from Abta, or should I be calling you Mystic Meg this morning, Sean?
I think you should, Bill, because we were just discussing off air, weren't we? Yeah. In fact, I've had loads of calls and emails and texts, etc., from journalists this morning talking about the big announcement.
Yes.
Because hopefully there will be a big announcement today. Now, normally every 3 weeks, the government says which countries are going to be on which system of the, you know, which category for the traffic light system.
Yep.
That should happen on a Thursday. Though, having said that, I've known them make announcements on a Wednesday. Did that to be night? Well, now on Friday, and still no announcement has been made. So there's lots of leaks going around in the media talking about there will be something being said today. It's going to be pretty drastic. Now, I'll be very surprised if even by this government standards they don't make an announcement. So wait and see. So it's just a question of when. And it's not just about moving countries from one traffic light category to another. It's about changing the whole system of restrictions on travel. So could be pretty interesting, and we're going to be pretty busy, I would say.
Yeah, I mean, so this is Grant Shapps, who is one of the few who's kept his job this week, in fact. And it's these weird things, isn't it, where it's almost like, does anybody actually know? Because they come out sometimes, don't they, and say, oh, what they're expected to say is. And it's almost like somebody's read the script, but you would know if there'd been leaks.
It's a funny thing. I think myself, though, it seems to be almost a strategy, really, but I think they're briefing journalists. And then, but having said that, I've seen these kind of, which is a form of leak, isn't it, really, if it's not an official statement. But then we have to, as an industry, though, we wait and see exactly what are you officially saying. So hopefully later on today. But in terms of the speculation, they're talking about scrapping the traffic light system, just reducing it to go or don't go, which I suppose in a way is made more straightforward.
Right.
They're also possibly talking about getting rid of the PCR test, which is hooray.
Wow.
By the way, if you've been vaccinated, hooray. But from our perspective, if they just replace that with you still have to have a test, it's just a cheap one, well, that's obviously a step in the right direction. But I think one of the problems at the moment is people having to test before they come back to the UK.
Yeah.
Because obviously that's a worry, because if people will have it in their head that if I test positive, what's going to happen then?
Sure.
So that's a worry. So hopefully, I think that would be a very positive step, that if, and this is all dependent on you being double vaccinated, by the way, that if you have been, that they should say, look, you don't have to test on the return to the UK, but maybe do a test when you get back. It's just a sensible way to do things, really.
Mm.
But if you look at the statistics of people contracting COVID on a flight, they're minuscule.
Yeah.
They really are.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's really not an issue. So anyway, we're going to find out later on today. One of the big things for one particular country is Turkey,
right,
which for whom tourism is an incredibly important industry, and usually about 2 million of us from the UK go on holiday to Turkey, but it's been on the red list for quite some time, which they're very annoyed about, because they don't think it's actually justified. So they're very hopeful. So that's one of the issues, by the way. They're also speculating about the countries on the red list reducing drastically. Remember, we talked a few weeks ago about the very, very vocal chap from the Latin American Travel Association, saying that he just thought it was totally, utterly, he was actually very amusing about it, wasn't he? Unjustified why so many countries in South America on that list. So that's another thing that's being speculated about, that list will reduce drastically, which is, so anyway, we'll wait and see. I think some people we can talk about in more detail next week once we know exactly what they said, but generally speaking, it's all looking pretty positive, but again, the official announcement has yet to be made.
And the other side of the coin, of course, being that other countries may well introduce their own restrictions to UK travellers, depending on what goes on.
Of course,
You know, they're predicting, all these people, 1,000 hospitalisations a week. That's not going to look good for travelling abroad, frankly, is it?
No, you're right. I mean, of course, other countries have their own decisions about these things, and I was having to chat with my colleagues as well about the Foreign Office advice. So let's not forget that. That's normally the benchmark which is set in terms of where you can travel, and they might not agree with the Department of Transport decisions. But anyway, from my perspective, though, as somebody representing the travel industry, it's looking like we're going to have something a bit more positive.
Absolutely.
And, again, sometime this afternoon, I would say.
Let's keep our fingers crossed, Sean. I think you might be busy today.
Tomorrow morning.
Yeah. If I was you, I'd just take the phone off the hook and lock the door and just watch Emmerdale in the afternoon or something.
I think I will do that. I'm actually heading into the office later on today, as I thought that's probably the best place to be.
Absolutely. Okay, and from people who can't travel anywhere to some people who have travelled to quite extraordinary lengths, these are the astronauts who've gone up with a SpaceX rocket.
Yes, indeed. This is Elon Musk, well-known billionaire. He's basically, his idea is to get mass tourism into space going. Well, mass tourism in terms of probably 20 or 30 people. But that made me think, actually, and this week he did actually send four people up into space, paid for by a rather generous billionaire.
Yes.
It made me think about when this first started 20 years ago. This guy called Dennis Tito, I don't know if you remember him. Uh-huh. He paid $20 million to stay on a Russian space station for 3 or 4 days. And I remember at the time, I just started in work in the travel industry. Sorry. And a well-known chain of hotels said, yes, in 20 years' time, we'll have hotels on the moon. 20 years later, that hasn't happened, has it? So I think this will, certainly for our lifetimes, will be very much a niche market, because it's not cheap going into space.
Well, I love the fact that this guy, this multi-millionaire, or billionaire, to be more specific, had come out and said, oh, this will be seen as the first time that normal people had access to space travel.
Well,
it cost him like about £170 million.
Yeah, exactly. Precisely. Well, that's normal by his standards, isn't it? But he is a multi-billionaire, so different world, really, isn't it, really? No, I really don't see this being an issue for the vast majority of us. We shall see. Back to my crystal ball session. But anyway, the ones who've done it, must be an amazing experience.
Absolutely. Just before you go, Sean, not travel-related at all, but people of a certain age will be sad to hear that Sir Clive Sinclair died yesterday. The man who, of course, revolutionised the pocket calculator and the computer, and, of course, he had his wonderful Sinclair C5 electric trike, which flopped in the 80s. Yeah, were you a Sinclair owner? Were you a Sinclair Spectrum boy or a ZX81?
No, I'm not very techie, I'm afraid.
Oh.
So I wasn't one of them, but I do remember him at the time. He was he was a trailblazer, but I do remember his products were very badly designed, weren't they?
They were very odd, weren't they? That little trike thing that he had. Small.
A clever man, but maybe should have got a better designer.
Yeah, absolutely. Sean, as always, thank you for being on. Good luck today, sir. We're thinking of you. Cheers.